The Tagalog word of the day is...
Alala.
Which means to remember.
Being a British Filipino can be a long thing, you know? So, let's get into this week's chismis.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of 2-2 Chismis. It's your girl, JT.
It's your girl, Giselle.
And Gian Lorraine.
Hello, Gian Lorraine.
Hello, Giz and JT. Hello.
What
are you lot saying?
Hi, yeah, nothing much still.
I'm good still.
Yeah, it's been a mad thing.
How's your day been?
It's been all right.
I had a long day, you know. Yeah, we've actually had a long day.
Reels.
Long.
It's been very, very long.
Life can be long sometimes, but we love it.
But we made it to the end of the day and we're in that studio.
Come on. Jeez. Happy Monday.
Jeez. How's everyone's Monday going so far?
Let us know in the DMs, innit? Yes. Two chismis everywhere.
New week ahead.
Trust me. Comment down below in the YouTube video.
Yes, video.
Thank you.
Anyway, for this episode.
Yes.
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 Yes. Last week we talked about self-love and it gave me the idea to talk about our phases in our
lives. How did that relate to phases?
Because I just thought, because we were talking about like what we'd say to our younger selves.
Yeah.
I just thought, oh, my younger self who likes Justin Bieber and Jonas Brothers heard this, then maybe she wouldn't like Justin Bieber and Jonas Brothers.
I'm dead. I don't know why this just popped up in my head. She's really loved SpongeBob.
I did.
Like, I love SpongeBob, but you like were obsessed.
Everything.
Why everything SpongeBob? Was SpongeBob.
I don't know why I did that. He's not even real.
Did you get to meet SpongeBob ever in your life?
I did.
In Blackpool.
In Nickelodeon
World. Yeah,
Nickelodeon World. There was one in Blackpool. I didn't know that. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, did you go visit him? No. But I'll go if you want to go.
Is it still alive? Nickelodeon World.
I don't know, you know. I can't even lie.
Actually, I swear there was one... Oh, I swear there's one in Lakeside.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't
near
know
the put shack. I might be mad. Lakeside.
There's a put shack there.
Yeah. Wow. It's on near like it's in the outside bit. In the outside bit. On the outside bit.
The outside bit.
I haven't been Lakeside in a minute.
Oh, same. Lakeside is cute.
Mm. I really haven't been since like 3-4 years ago.
Shit. Oh, okay, I went the like last year, but still.
I thought you were going to say the other week. Yeah. I was going to say, bro.
Gonna let you liar.
Last year.
Lakeside is cute.
Like very cute. Anyways, so I was talking about the phase of SpongeBob.
What phase did I have?
Mate, I was going through like a Hello Kitty Pucker phase in year 7.
Okay, I loved Hello Kitty. As
did
well.
You? Yeah. I wasn't too big on
with my big rucksack at work at school. So
I'm dead.
Honestly.
Hello Kitty.
Nah, if you guys go on my if you guys go on 2-2 Chismis YouTube channel, yeah, you can see all the Insta lives. You can see all the Hello Kitty teddy bears.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
There's all teddy bears in my room.
And whenever I'd go to Philly, or if a relative went to Philly, I'd beg them to get me all Hello Kitty, like stationery,
rubber,
band, everything.
Pencil. Oh, yeah.
Sticker.
It's so everything. Like, everything's like pastel pink, white, pastel
and that
blue.
Twinkle star, whatever it is.
What's oh, that? Yeah. My Melody.
Yeah.
Oh, the bunny. The, oh, Melody was cute.
Yeah, My Melody.
Everything was just kawaii.
Kawaii cute.
Very cute, cute stuff. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I used to love off Hello Kitty.
Is Hello Kitty what? Japan? I could be so
Sanrio.
Wrong.
Yeah, I think that is Japanese.
I think Chris nodded.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So very Japanese-inspired.
Yeah.
Cute.
Filipinos love Hello Kitty, you know.
Yeah, they actually
I think
do.
Every Filipino went through a phase of Hello
yeah.
Kitty.
Yeah, I don't know how, why. Like,
is Hello Kitty even like a TV show?
I was
show?
Gonna say,
like,
is it a
what
cartoon?
Is it?
Did you know Hello Kitty's a boy?
No, because
really?
She has a boyfriend.
Wait, hold on. Who told me? Wait, hold
Your
on.
Your chat is shit.
Someone told me Hello Kitty
I'm
was
gonna
a boy.
Google it.
No,
are
because
you sure?
Hello Kitty has a man.
Is it?
Who's the,
yeah,
what's the man's
I
name?
I don't know.
She's got a boyfriend. He's got a boy. I don't know.
Who told you that if it's not on TV?
Who told you? He's just,
you know, that's
he,
so
she's
true.
Still,
you know,
we've
where
just
am
been
I getting
told
this information?
These.
Look at this Google search. Is Hello Kitty a cat? Is Hello Kitty anime? Is Hello Kitty a boy?
Hello Kitty is, drum roll please.
Hello Kitty is not a cat. She's a cartoon character. Not a cat.
It's not a cat.
She's a little girl.
It's a girl in a costume.
Shut the hell up.
Stop. No. Isn't it? Because she's not actually a cat.
Can you hear this pause? Oh, because we're so screaming.
Hello Kitty is not a cat at all, says Sanrio. She's a real human little girl who lives outside of London.
Pardon?
And has a twin sister and she's a cat British. Of her own and will forever be in third grade.
Man said forever be in third grade. You're not going to go in fourth grade?
Only three.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Wow, you learn something new every day, guys. Sick.
Hello Kitty, you know. I remember, like, in Philly, they used to have, like, proper Hello Kitty teddy bears as the McDonald's Happy Meal. And it would be big. Like proper big toys from McDonald's. I still have some in my house. Like, I have a few. Why is she laughing? I told you Hello Kitty has a boyfriend. I told you Hello Kitty has a boyfriend.
Man said five spikes. Five spikes of hair on his head.
What's his name?
Dear Daniel.
That's it.
Hello, Daniel. Daniel.
Hello.
Hello, Daniel.
Oh, my God.
No, this is like Grease vibes. Grease.
Oh, yeah, that is Grease vibes.
Don't kill me. I can't believe. Hello, Kitty. What, so there's a boy in a costume too?
Clearly. Clearly. She got her boyfriend to be in a costume.
I can't believe that, you know. I'm pretty mind blown. I'm not going to lie.
Where did we get that from, though?
Hello Kitty?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, how did it become so popular?
I don't know. Little Asian girl.
But I feel like the non-Asians didn't know much of Hello Kitty.
Not really.
The pooties.
They weren't really into Hello Kitty and that.
Yeah. The white people.
It was just us, the Asians.
Oh, my God.
You really drew them out, like.
Innit?
The white people.
The white people. We had to translate, man. The white people.
He really drew them out.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it.
What was your music taste like back then?
My music taste was A1, bro. Baby. Oh, this bitch love. Is that my car? Jizz was obsessed with Justin Bieber.
Loved him too.
Like,
so did I.
I remember.
He was the best.
Can't lie.
I don't know why I remember it from Jizz so much. Did you have, like, merch or something?
Yeah, she had, like, blankets.
I had a blanket. I had a poster. That was it. And his perfume. I feel like because everyone in my year was like that, so I was like that.
Oh, my gosh, is it?
Yeah. All the Filipinos, isn't it? We were all into the same thing. So we were all just... No, it's okay. Yeah. We were all just... into the same things, isn't it?
I'm really thinking back to my music back then. Yeah, I'm thinking Teo Cruz.
Oh my God, Wedding Dress.
Like a Star.
Wow. No, I used to love Off Neo.
Oh yeah, Neo.
Oh, I loved Off Neo.
Who else would I have listened to?
Just old school R&B. Listen, I used to listen to the same shit I listen to now. Yeah, you guys know I love old school R&B.
Where's the upgrade? Small.
No. Do you know why? Yeah, I had an iPod. And I lost it, and ever since then, I was traumatized. I used to use LimeWire. Oh,
I used to download. Fucked up everything, though.
Virus.
My goodness.
For days.
I lost my iPod too, you know.
Yeah, ever since then, I was traumatized. So I was like...
Clippy one.
Jeez, I had a Nano, I think.
I had the Nano where you can...
What colour was yours?
Green.
I had a green one. I remember your green one.
Yeah, and I lost it.
And then I got a purple one.
I remember that.
And then that
had
was
a camera,
had
in
a
it.
Camera a bit fancy.
Yeah,
wow.
That.
I got that bougie.
What's that shop? SEX. No, CEX.
CEX.
SEX.
Sex. She really said.
You know, in my head, yeah, I saw C, but my mouth said S.
Girl, what are you thinking about?
Where's the D word?
We talked about the D word last week, so.
She been thinking. What are you thinking about?
You know, I didn't even click that.
She said, what is it called? SEX?
Sex education? Oh, God.
Oh, my
I'm dead.
Anyway.
Giselle, you need sleep hygiene.
Oh, yeah, I'm actually deluded right now.
Naughty.
I'm actually deluded.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Anyway.
out one thing that actually made me laugh that we used to do was go to photo booth. And you know the not the white and the just the plain white one, but you know the other one where you could
with
decorate.
Design. With
sticker.
That pen. Oh my god.
You know what, yeah? I used to write rar because rar in dinosaur language
I love you.
Is it R-A-W-R?
Yeah.
Rar. Oh my gosh, it was so cheesy back then. We were so cheesy. I think we had cheesy phases.
We did.
Especially when we were in relationships. Yeah. When we were in relationships, wow. I would put captions in my pictures. I'd be like, his jumper.
His jumper.
Screaming.
I put lyrics.
His jumper.
That reminds me of earlier. Yeah, you know when we were driving and basically... Yeah. We stopped at a light and we were like, we were next to a bus stop here and there was this couple. So the guy was sitting down with his leg open and then the girl was like here in between and they were bare just like hugging and embracing. And I was just like,
ugh. Yeah. And I was like, that was me when I was in year 9. I would do PDA.
Hold my hand now.
Not even just hold my body.
Hold me.
Hold my whole body. My whole body in front of everybody.
Let the whole world know.
At the bus stop. Oh my God. In my uniform.
Bro, that makes me laugh.
With my long skirt. Touching my hanko.
The blazer was trailing after.
Hanko.
Oh wow. Were you a cheesy baby?
Yeah. The pose was you wear the jumper and you're like this.
Oh my gosh. Zoom in to the YouTube. Yeah. And you have to smell it. Oh my gosh, was that you? Did you have a man in like year 9?
Giselle was sweet girl.
Oh, she was baby girl. Okay,
but like, he was cheesy, but I wasn't.
I know.
I was like, okay, bye now.
I know.
That was not.
Jess is not a cheesy, cheesy baby.
Not really.
No, but she was bad girl from year 9.
Man, them love off Jess, you know. Man, them love off Jess, you know. Oh my god!
Don't kill me.
Yeah, I can't even imagine just be cheesy baby.
Only behind closed doors, innit?
Cheese.
Till this day, I can't imagine you doing any of that.
No,
I can imagine myself. Really.
Can you?
I can imagine myself. Oh my hand.
Nah, that's not me no more.
Oh, were you like that before? And now, not really.
Now, I hate it.
Don't
tosh me.
No, tosh me. No. You can't tosh me.
Tosh her, don't me.
Hello.
Not Tasha.
Hello, I'm open.
Even like sleeping.
Yeah.
On your side.
You know. Okay. When, yeah. Like, I don't like that either. It's too hot.
Move.
It's actually.
Yeah.
Too
sometimes
hot.
It's actually hot. Like.
Too hot.
Yeah. Just, nah.
Do you know what that just reminded me of with cheesy stuff? Yeah. We used to like FaceTime the whole night and be on the phone using, what is it called? Five something. Remember we have unlimited minutes.
Oh.
What is it called?
Was it an app?
No, it was like on a T-Mobile. It was five something. Chris, do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
I don't have a phone.
Yeah, but it was like five something where you used to have like unlimited.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
minutes
about. Wait, you said FaceTime. You were FaceTiming in your night.
Oh yeah, cannot MSN.
Maybe MSN.
MSN. No, but there was a phone call.
I know what you're talking
and it's
about.
Just like phone call.
Yeah, it was unlimited. You'd be on the phone to your guy. I remember I would be on the phone, sleep on the phone, wake up on the phone, be in school on the phone.
24/7
like,
on the phone.
Have it in your pussy pocket.
Yeah, and then you put the wire inside
and go
your
like
seat
this.
And you pretend. Oh my gosh, I remember one time, I was in a science lesson and Miss asked some hard questions. So I was on the phone to my ex.
Did you ask?
I was like, oh yeah, Peg, what's... And he repeated it and I said it out loud to Miss and she was like, whoa. Where the fuck did that come from?
She knows her stuff.
I know my stuff. I revised for you,
that
miss.
That is so funny.
I can't lie. I've still done that today, though.
What, just...
Oh my god.
No. Fall asleep on FaceTime and have
it there. Oh, okay.
I've done that like a couple times.
Is it?
But the phone call thing, I was, nah, because why are we on the phone?
You wake up, your phone is bare hot, like.
It's hot. Bare hot. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Okay. All day, you know. I can't believe it.
Cheesy, yeah, baby.
Together forever. Don't leave me.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
You forever. You're the best I ever had.
Always and forever.
Oh, yeah. Oh my god.
His jumper.
Since 2K, whatever. Oh my god.
His jumper.
Oh my god, do you know when you say like S2000 whatever
and you put it in your bio?
Some people do that now.
And you know what? The funny one was when you would mix your initials with the date as well. So it'd like be like
GB, yeah, you know, QR
10, yeah. You guys are killing me. I engraved that into a bracelet.
You spend money?
Are you getting PTSD, sister?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Oh my god, do you remember when like on exam tables like GB was E? Stop.
You'd
E.
want to like graffiti everything. Literally. Knowing that I was E.
Was W-O-Z
2K 10.
Oh yeah, you'd engrave that in the like the toilet or something.
Gen 2K 10.
Yeah.
Even, you know, the science labs, you can etch it on the table.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I used to fuck around
them
with those
tables. Yeah. Were cracker.
Oh, my gosh. You'd want to know I was E.
Before you, I was E. That That's kills mad. Me.
Wow. So we went from Hello Kitty face to cheesy baby.
G was E.
Where do you think our cheesiness came from?
I don't know. But I think it stemmed from, like, so I was thinking about the I Rep Philly phase where we really discovered the Filipino community when we went to Barrio Fiesta and stuff. And everyone was basically boyfriend, girlfriend.
I feel like it also came from like kind of Tumblr days.
Yeah.
And like even Bebo
relationship goals type thing.
Pardon me. Oh my god.
She burped.
Longanisa.
But yeah, and I feel like it came from that. And because everyone was doing it, it's like, well, yeah, me too.
You want lovey-dovey.
Yeah.
Kiss. Yeah, literally, Barrio Fiesta was a link-up for people to just find boyfriend and girlfriend.
That's mad, you know.
And then you spend the whole day with them.
Yeah, that was fun.
And wear their jacket. Oh, stop it.
When the jacket is just to your knee.
Long. Sis said, wear your jacket. His jumper.
And then you go on the rides together on that. That is...
Yeah, we used to I Rep Philly proper.
Everything.
But then we kind of lost the phase a little bit. When do
we
you
wanting
think we
to
lost...
be cool after that, I think.
What age do you think that was?
I think that was like, 8 or 9.
For I Rep Philly, cheers.
I Rep Philly,
and then maybe like think, 10, 11.
Yeah. 10, 11 was when we started to do like...
Be cool.
Slick the hair and wear makeup. And all of that.
Did
bullshit.
You wear makeup to school in secondary
I
school?
Only wore eyeliner.
Jeez, how about you?
Yes, my signature has always been eyeliner and eyebrows.
Jeez.
Yeah, like
in
even
like
till this day.
Yeah, I remember the first time I ever filled in my brows. There was another girl in my class and she was like, "Oh, why are you colouring your eyebrows for?"
Oh my gosh.
Look at everyone now.
Literally.
I remember
so
that
actually.
I used to have the MUA powder and I used to
fill it.
Oh my god.
Look at the youngsters now though.
That is true. I feel like especially in school you follow what you see above you as well.
It's true. Yeah.
Cuz like the youngest now they're like they're looking really older now.
They look older
the
than
lash,
that.
The lash, the so it's like yeah, you definitely follow what you see.
That's true. It really evolved.
Year 9, we were really doing up fucking
droppers.
Oh my god, the earring and droppers. The hairband and the crocodile
Shambhala with
Rio bought me a Shambhala ring.
I remember
so Shambhala. It was one little Shambhala. So cute.
That's so cute. We really did droppers. Like what we mean by droppers is like choosing a colour and sticking to that colour only.
Yeah.
You can
all
have
over. Everything.
Or two colours. It can be like plimsoll with purple shoelace, stripy socks all the way up to your knee. That's purple and black. And then you wear black short with long sleeve purple top. And you have accessories
stripe.
Purple and black. And that is what
like
we call
necklace.
Droppers.
Oh my god. I used to drop according to my Taliban scarf.
Oh my god, Taliban scarf.
Yeah,
actually.
I had the black and white one.
I had black and white. Black and yellow.
Wow.
Mine was red and black. Jeez. And then I had a purple and black one.
Jeez.
So I would drop according to that, you know, you feel me?
Yeah, you know. That's mad.
Oh my God. And wow. Remember when you'd match with your friends small, small?
Yeah.
Matchy. Nah. Wow. OG, funny. Do you remember that one time we went to Hyde Park and yes. we all did droppers?
We all Jeez. Wore the what same the, shit.
What was the theme
the
of the
stripy
day?
Fucking
stripy long sleeves. Top from yeah, Primark.
From Primark. You know, they're Ruff. Multicolored.
Yeah, with plimsolls.
With plimsoles. Oh my God.
You
what
have to
shoe,
match the shoelace. You get that shoelace from Foot Locker.
Oh my God, yes. The Mr. Lacey or whatever yeah. it's called.
We did not even wear branded shoe. No. We wore plimsolls from Primark.
Yeah.
Or and shoes then when it got broke up, you get a new pair again. Yeah, exactly. Because they're like £3.
And then now look at the people, them. They're oh fucking my. Balenciaga. Jordan.
Everything.
I yeah. can't believe it's it. Mad. Do you remember there was a small, small phasia with like wearing like Superman t-shirt?
Oh my days.
Save me.
That I was Superman. Tumblr.
I
that
Superman.
Was, that was so Tumblr days.
Wow.
Superman.
What else came from Tumblr?
I remember animated stuff like Cookie Monster or
oh
like
yeah.
Sesame Street
yeah.
animals oh, characters and stuff.
That's when people used to post like,
oh my
yeah the gosh. Poses. Everyone used to pout a lot.
Pout the.
I still a little bit now. I try not to because my mum actually doesn't like it.
Why?
She looks at my mum looks at my pictures. She's like, I don't like this. You have to smile.
Your manager. Ouch. Your mamager.
I know. I call her my manager.
Momager. Your mamager.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute though.
When I smile.
Don't you think this has been forever though?
Always.
When you think about it.
Why is it associated to Asians though?
Yeah, innit? But like, kawaii.
It's the peace sign, by the way.
And it's kawaii.
Yeah, it's yeah. even our cover photo. Tutu cheese me.
Come on.
Yeah.
Things actually full circle come yeah. back round for reals.
It's true. That's mad. Yeah, 10 and 11. All right, about sixth form. What was your phase there?
Sixth form.
I think sixth form was depressed gen.
Oh my think? Gosh, that was like me.
Yeah.
Going
a little
through
bit.
It.
That was life. I thought it was... I honestly thought it was like... the end of the world.
Oh my God.
It's when rumors started to go around about yeah. me, and I honestly thought it was the end of the fucking world.
That's actually the worst.
The thing is, it was over stupid things and
stupid things.
It just makes you think, what the fuck is wrong with people?
Yeah,
people have a lot of time on their hands as well. Like, oh my gosh,
I remember
wow.
that. Yeah. Yeah. I remember. Because we came from an all-girl school
yeah.
and we joined with an all-boy school, so mm-hmm. I was excited. I was, yay, boys. Man them. So I was loving, I can't even lie.
You like,
I was
you like
loving
to play
off,
a bit as well, I remember.
Yes.
In sixth form.
A little bit of a manis, but, you know.
We love it.
I used to love off-boys. And then, obviously, because I'm always chilling with the man them, rumours started going round. Mm. Everyone started hating me. All the girls started hating me. And I'm just like, oh.
Just because they weren't
fuck
friends
yourself.
Of the boys.
Yeah, and like, I honestly thought it was the end of the world, yeah. you know. I used to sleep all the time. Mm. I know when I sleep during the day, I'm a bit depressed. Oh. But like...
That was me. I was like bunking class.
Me and Jen weren't friends, you know.
We weren't.
I was this fucking bitch. Fuck. This bitch, though. And then I remember, yeah, I remember in the common room at Sembon, she told me she missed me.
Aww,
I truly
and then you became friends again.
I truly
if I vomit.
I'll cash it.
If I vomit.
No lie, I remember it so vividly.
I remember it as well. Fucking hell.
I remember it so vividly. Me and Jen were in the same form in
yeah, you'd see each other every morning.
Listen, Jen was on the other side
yeah,
of the form
like,
class. And I was on the other
bitch.
Side of the form
Did you
class.
Say you missed her back?
No, I did. I did. I think
she
I did.
She said, no, fuck you, Jen. Go away. You smell.
Yeah, that's legit. We were in the same class, but I would be in the... I would be
Wait.
With Uz and Con.
In year 13, we weren't in the same form anymore.
No,
were
we?
We
weren't. No.
You were. You switched forms.
Yeah, it changed.
Oh, that's
so
weird.
Yeah. So we in. I think we still made friends again in year 12.
Rekindled.
Yeah.
No, towards okay. the end we did.
Yeah.
Mm. And then going into year 13, that's when we were all doing like debut. Like,
oh yeah.
Debut season.
Yeah.
Do a lot of girls in your year have a debut?
Yeah. I'd say so. There was like
curly
three, four.
I was only in a couple. I was in yours, yeah, and Chloe's.
But what? Even if you weren't invited, do you know?
Yeah, the year above, there was quite a few.
I think it died by the time it got to me or my year.
I think you were the last one.
I was the
that I've been in.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think in my year. Okay, I only went to mine, and I think there was only like.
No one did it one in your...
I think only one other girl, but I was not invited. That's okay.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no, I think it was kind of just me and her.
Really?
Mad.
Wow.
Yeah, the tradition had sort of died by then because a lot of the girls just like went out or they'd rather get the money than the party. So yeah, there was... It kind of died.
Bad. Yeah.
Very sad though.
Debut season.
Yeah, that time.
What was your style back then? That was when I was introduced to Joanie jeans, like high-waisted jeans.
Oh, I don't know why I did that because the high waist was basically under my boob because I'm small.
That's still me as
I'm
well.
I'm small.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Fuck, I can't remember my style, you know.
I feel like I was still finding it around that.
I didn't know why.
I used to have skinny jeans.
Yeah, like skinny jeans. But I feel like I was... For me, I feel like in year 12 and 13, like, I became a bit more like, okay, head down. But I was very confused. Mm. Like, I was just still trying to find myself and my style and just, like, what makeup I like and what suits me and stuff like that. Because,
Sis said, ew.
When I think back, like, nah, it was not that cute. I'm not going to lie.
I remember loving off shoes. I had loving off shoes, really crepe learning game. About shoes. Mm. I wanted my crepe game strong. Like, jeez. I want it to be now, but it's actually a bit expensive. It's an expensive hobby, so I'm not about it. I mean, I would love to, but...
Yeah, same. Yeah. I do want to up my shoe game.
Yeah. That's the only phase I remember. Mm. I think I dressed all right. Normal.
What's normal?
I remember pictures of me just like with jean and like what are those? It's not a bomber jacket. It's like a baseball jacket.
Oh yeah, baseball jackets.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
I used to wear leggings all the time as well.
Oh yeah, you wear a leggings girl. Yeah, I remember that.
Always a leggings girl. My brother cussed me for always. He's like, you're always wearing leggings and joggers. Bummy. They didn't call me bummy, but he knows that it's bummy. And I always ask him like, what should I wear?
What does he say? Jean and top dress.
What shoe should I wear?
Oh, Louis.
Yeah, my brother's really changed up his style. He's actually cool, I can't lie.
He's actually cool, bro.
Even when you saw him running from the gym.
Small beanie. I was like, okay.
Yeah. He looks Asian.
I like it though, like streetwear, Asian. I like it. Suits him as well. That's why
I ask him for help.
Has he got his ears pierced?
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah, it suits him.
He has one hoop, one stud, like a
gem. Fashionista.
Josh wears one. He's one a hoop. Fashionista.
Does he wear one hoop?
Wow.
I don't know how I feel about that.
So
that's for you, Josh.
Oh my god, your
wing tattoo that you keep talking
about. Has he got it yet?
A Monday.
Jeez, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Big wing.
Did you have tattoo sick phase then?
Oh, sick wings, yeah.
Did you have a tattoo last
year.
Phase?
Remember, I got all my tattoos in 1 year.
Okay, we're going too fast. What was after what we spoke about?
Baseball and that.
Baseball. So it's coming up
uni,
to uni.
Uni,
I was very casual. But
you lived on campus, innit?
So, yeah. But the way I dressed was so different to the way they dressed. And they would look at me and say, wow, you look so ghetto.
What, ghetto is what? Tracksuit and hoodie?
Yeah.
Don't
piss me. So what were they wearing? Shirt and blouse and trousers every
day?
You know
when people just look ordinary?
So like this a bit, but every day
on
to uni?
Every day?
Yeah, like maybe even less
more than... Oh, less?
T-shirt just, and jeans?
Maybe just bare plain jeans. You know
jeans,
me, I like to be extravaganza. Like, look at me and my trainer. Yeah, I think my trainer game was still quite good then. So yeah. People would look at my trainer and be like, yeah.
Jeez. I like that.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I would have like denim jackets. Ooh, I used to love my denim jacket.
with like a hoodie underneath. When
hoodie underneath with legging.
Yeah, I like Gian's style. Is actually
it's cool.
It's we cool. try it out here. We try. Nice. Thank you.
I like it.
I love your style right
current
now.
Current now.
Current style now. I can't wear stuff like that though.
You're wearing the same thing. What do you mean?
Not like the top. Like the top.
This.
Yeah.
Why?
Because like the boubage, it's non-existent.
The bralette.
Oh, bralette.
Yeah, my tummy will be out, bruv. Nah. Oh my god.
It is out. Look.
That's the fucking track. Look at the whole track.
She's really grabbing up the tracksuit.
The Benji. Oh my gosh. No, but the way you dress,
yeah.
I just look at you and I'm just like, damn, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Back then it was a bit higgy-hagger, I can't lie to you.
What were you wearing during uni day? I mean, my uni day.
I was doing up, going clubbing every weekend. Jeez. So it was girly. It was very girly, yeah. It was always dress and heel.
Every like Friday.
I wasn't wearing trainers much. It was like boots.
Is it? Yeah. Boot.
Yeah, like,
what
you
kind
know,
of boot?
Them like,
Chelsea boots.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, Chelsea boots.
I remember Chelsea boots. I think Chelsea nice. Boots right now are cute.
Yeah,
it's autumn now.
Yeah.
First time.
It's not really my thing at the moment.
Yeah.
I was wearing like a leather jacket, skinny jean, and Chelsea boots with like a turtleneck.
Jeez.
Like, it was proper like woman sophisticated.
Like
I would call
baby.
It particular. Style.
I know what you mean. Shut a bit Essex vibes, a little.
Yeah, with the handbag. Sometimes even like this, the handbag like this. Yeah,
the LV bag. Oi, everyone used to have LV bag.
Yeah,
this the classic one that everyone has.
The big
has.
One that doesn't zip up.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm dead.
That one.
Jizz, what about you? What would you wear?
In uni times, I was ragga. I was just jumper, legging.
Yeah.
Jumper legging.
That's actually uni uniform. Hoodie.
It's actually uniform.
She said uniform.
And trainer.
You have to.
Or jean, if I was feeling a bit fancy, jean jumper, trainer.
No, because what
jacket.
Threw me off is we go from uniform, all the way up to sixth form. And now at uni, you want me to wear clothes?
Yeah, it's like, wow, okay.
You actually want me to wear clothes?
I can wear that. Nah, even.
It's crazy.
I'd come ragga every day, or most days. And then a lot of the girls there were a bit more dressed up because usually they'd go to like student union and get drinks afterwards.
Okay,
or go out to eat.
Yeah.
But even then, I was like, I cannot be bothered.
Yeah. I cannot be bothered, but I wish I was about that life.
I wish I was a bit more bov. I won't lie, because I think they just thought I was a bit wrecked, literally.
Yeah.
I used to wear face towards like the beginning and then I just stopped. Brow. I'd have lash, like extensions. That was it.
I feel like you will get to that point in uni anyway. Like,
yeah, you get tired of it.
There's no time, honestly.
Yeah.
I cannot be bothered. And obviously because I was travelling. So I didn't.
Oh,
I was
like
an hour away every day.
Mm.
Yeah, no. I was rags.
You know what makes me laugh?
What?
Thinking about like us being doing the cute phase and then us in the club doing shake bum.
Contrast.
Shake
like contrast, what really got us into bashment, you know, virginity. All of
I used to listen
there.
to that type of music in secondary school though.
Bashment, the culture was there.
Yeah, okay, yeah, because our people then were there.
I wasn't really listening to bashment.
I
back
was a bit small.
There.
I know you listen to bashment now.
Now I do, like a lot.
Yeah, I don't. You need to bring me in
again.
Come,
enter again.
Re-enter.
Yeah,
I told you I'm coming over. I'm sleeping over so you can make me champorado.
A music
champorado.
Oh my gosh. I forgot about that. I feel like, what times were you listening to bashment in secondary? Like, year nines?
Yeah, I think year nine.
I think year
nines,
year 10s. Year
nine was lit. I thought year nine was the best year.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Year nine, year 10.
That's when, year 10 was when the breakup happened. So, you know, when you just cry, baby.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
First experiences and
stuff.
God, that's when I cut my hair bare short, bro.
Oh, shit. You must have gone through something,
fam.
Fam.
Oh, shit. That's so true.
I did, actually.
Yeah. You know, when girls go through things, you change your hair.
That's so true.
Mm.
Oh my God, yeah.
That's funny. How about now, though?
Now
we
what?
Were talking about this in the car.
Yeah.
I think G is ABG. G said that you're ABG as well.
Oh,
can you
Asian
translate
baby girl.
Asian baby girl.
Yeah. I think Jizz is like more of a ABG than me.
I don't think I am at all.
Really?
In what ways am I?
Like you all, when you dress up and you Like, always... get ready. It's always like, shit, this bitch is on point. She look hair on point.
But you know when you said makeup that TikTok, it was like contacts and all of that. Oh, I was just a bit like, what the fuck is that? Not what
but
the
I
fuck.
Think I the...
It's like being doled up.
Oh,
I think the American, like, meaning of an ABG is an Asian girl who, like...
Does the most,
like, has her hair bleached, like...
Oh, I get it
has
now.
Bare tattoos. Yeah. You know, the typical, like... tits out, like...
Okay, low-key,
but
then,
British...
I feel like it's just being really doled up and looking A1.
Okay, I know what you mean. Okay, yeah.
I feel that is you, because just proper straightens her hair, or she really slicks it. And, like, when you slick it, there is no flyaways.
It has to be
edges A1. On point. Like, your makeup as well on point.
Listen.
Yeah, and I'm trying to be like you.
You're ABG as well, though, bro.
I feel like you're too. You are too. Yeah.
I feel like Jen is ABG, but like she don't mind.
Yeah. I'm everywhere. I can do rag.
Yeah, you can do.
I can also do rag, though. You guys know I can do rag.
Oh, I know what you mean. I'm a bit extra now. Yeah, these days. That's extra. So true.
I like it. That's what I want to be.
I've never seen Giselle in jogger.
But I'm not a jogger gal because they don't suit me. My body is not made for a jogger. Only legging.
Oh, legging. Yeah. That's okay.
My body's not for that. Because I'm not a 6, but I'm not an 8. Can I be a 7? Is there a 7? Like, please.
Create a 7, please.
Please. That's the thing, yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
but yeah, no, I know what you mean. Mm-mm.
Yeah. I like to be glam queen as well. You know me with my lashes. I want my lashes doing the most. Mm. I want my nails doing the most. But, like, I don't know how to do hair too much. I'm learning, though.
Yeah.
I'm learning how to do hair, but I want to be on Giselle's level.
Do you know one thing I'd say is, for you, leave with your hair already done, because you move your hair a lot, if you know what I mean.
I just don't like hair. She does. Yeah. I don't like hair.
I think that's what it is. You have to, like, when you get ready, you really have to, like, set out and pick a hair, and then you
don't move it.
I think that's what it is. Get Gian, to know.
Literally, like, she will have her hair down by the end of the day.
It's up.
It's here.
Yeah, I know.
And then it'll be down here. And then out. Sometimes you feel like it.
Yeah,
then she'll
that
be playing with
me.
It for a little while.
Yeah, I've changed up my whole hair as well, so I can be good with it, and I want to be good with it. So
try that. Like, set out. This is my hair today.
Yeah, you've left don't your hair out like this as well.
Yes. Yeah, if I touch it, it'll get oily though.
Oh, okay. So you have to be cautious about it.
I have to not posh it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tomorrow it'll be up.
No, I can't do glam queen.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, I know you can't do glam queen. Nah. Jen doesn't even take long to do makeup, man.
Yeah, you're so quick.
Today I had to run to Jen's house because I would have taken too damn long in my house to get ready.
You've done it pretty fast.
Yeah, because we were on a time limit.
It's true.
Yeah.
When there's a time limit,
boy. When there's no time limit, I will start getting ready from 12 p.m. to leave the house at 6 p.m.
Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
It's so true. Same, you know.
You just
bit,
vibe.
I like to take my time. Yeah. Like, when I'm blending, I really want to.
Yeah, when I blend, I'm.
I'm not pouncing like this. I like to just.
I think it's just because I've conditioned myself.
I need to find a bit of a balance. Because if you give me bare time, I'll take it, you know.
I'll take it, fam.
Don't test me. I will take it.
That's true. No, Jen, you're right. Because me and Jen were talking. She was like, she conditions herself because she goes to work. I have a lot of time on my hands. So I'm just like, let me do whatever. You're in the middle, We're always different extremes and then someone's in the middle.
It's so true.
Right?
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah. Do you like the phase you're in right now?
Of yourself. Yeah. I think I do too.
Yeah. I'm getting there as well. Mm, it kind of ties in with our self-love journey.
Yeah.
Go check that out. It was our last episode.
Mm.
But yeah, I'm really enjoying. I'm trying.
Mm. Yeah, even like...
You actually have to try.
You have to try. Otherwise, you'll never know as well.
Mm.
Even like personality-wise, forget about the exterior.
Because
back then, I was really like... up and down. Some days I'm so outgoing and then some days I'm just like
off.
Don't talk to me. I don't like any of you guys.
Yeah.
Now I'm more like outgoing.
Yeah.
Out there a little bit more.
So. More a bit more socializing. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I do have my phases with that.
Same.
Yeah.
I mean, we all do, but we grow with it.
Yeah. I feel like when you're younger, everyone's just so loud and out there and talkative. And everyone's screaming.
We were going past school children and we were just cussing them, but then it's just like we were them.
I was really thinking to myself, were we really like that?
Like one girl, yeah, so I was driving and this girl was walking on the road. Like, why are you doing
on
that?
On the road?
Yes, it's so, and just herself alone. Yeah, because her friends on the pavement.
Cool,
isn't
it? You know,
and it's just like, you're just being unsafe. And it's just like, stuff like that is so silly.
I want to kill myself. That's cool.
Literally, like, let me walk on the road, be different. But it's just like, just get your ass on the pavement, please. Yeah, I feel like, yeah, when you're young, you're just...
You're
your
really
hormones
out,
are everywhere
out
in
there.
It.
Yeah.
That is so true.
Right. So right now, our hormones are
relaxing.
Yeah. Little bit. Yeah.
A little bit. Sometimes it'll be up there. Other times, just like calm,
so
Gian.
Just
calm.
So
true. In the middle.
Yeah. At least we like where we are right now.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, when you're in the phase, you like.
That's true.
But I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, the growth that's been made as well is nice to see.
Yeah. I'm excited for what... Honestly. I want my next phase to be me being A1.
Jeez,
being able to do my hair. I've always said this. I really want to be able to dress really nicely.
I know what you mean.
Like,
oh,
just
that effortless.
Bitch looks good. Yeah.
Just like literally pick something from your wardrobe and it just looks banging.
Same. Yeah, I want to have a new wardrobe. Like,
yeah. Same. I want to extend. Yeah. It's true. And oh my God, you know when you like, this is going to sound so dumb, but you know like the way a quote woman would dress, so like not so much trainers and like,
oh yeah,
I'm in my head I'm thinking, will that ever be me? I don't know, but it's just like, it's so nice to see sometimes, like
I wanted to try that, you know.
You know,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But trainers are so comfortable.
I love
it. What am I gonna wear? Flats?
Boot? I don't even
know.
What
boot
women,
is okay.
Women,
but even when I wear boots, they're not boots. They're Doc Martens, so they don't even look like boot. Like,
I know what you mean. Mm.
But at least it's not too casual, you know.
It's just like, how do you do that?
It's
true.
Yeah, that's kind of one thing I do want to sort of.
Yeah, nice.
Some days not trainers. Some days.
Oh, like your post on Instagram. Go follow her, Giselle Barco, at Giselle Barco.
I know, I changed. I'm not XG.
I saw that.
No
more
XG.
The X is gone.
No more kisses for you, okay?
No more kisses, only for me. What did I do on Instagram?
One of your posts with the sunset. It's a really nice picture.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes girly.
That was so.
She's wearing chinelas.
Girly.
She's wearing
chinelas with a bag and nice top and nice shorts.
Yeah, so. You know, some days, girl.
Own it.
We love it, yeah.
More phases to come in it. Glow up.
It's true.
Glow up city, for real.
We love it.
Yeah.
Maybe next time it's the mum phase.
Speak for yourself.
I was going to say, on your horn. On your horn on that one. I don't know. Jeez, come on this side.
No, not yet. I mean, like, not now. In, like, 10 years or something, bro.
Okay, maybe not 10 years. I actually don't want 10 years. Maybe
okay,
like
five.
Five years.
Tetty. Oh, dirty 30.
Tetty? Yeah, okay. 29? I'll take 28, 29, 30. Right, we're saying it right here.
You heard it here first.
She's turning 25 soon, so she's got, what, 3 years?
Yeah.
But no pressure on it, though, innit? When it happens, it happens, you know?
Wow, bring in your CVs so I can look through
them.
I need to review it.
And then they need to go through us too as well.
Exactly.
Send it to us first.
Yeah. Oh yeah, send it to them first.
If you make it
and
past
then
the
to
next
me.
Stage, then, yeah, then
literally.
It goes to...
That is so funny.
See ya.
I die.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Yeah. I'm actually so excited. Just we spoke about the self-love journey in our last episode, but it's just this ties in with it so well, especially this last bit we're talking about. It's just very exciting to just discover yourself a little bit more.
Yeah, and what's to come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now actually tying it back to Filipino stuff, like I feel like we're really tapping into, not that our style is Filipino now, but our minds a little bit.
Like broadening
your
horizons, yeah.
Yeah, and it's kind of exciting we're doing more research about our culture, so it really ties into how we are in general. We love to see it.
to connect.
We're going
to connect today.
Oh yeah!
See, there you go.
Stupid bitches.
I really copied her though. I can't lie.
Did you?
Yeah, she was. What was
wearing,
you wearing?
Like chino colored trousers.
See. And then she said, "No, this I is like you literally undressed in front of me and said, whoosh,
track
she's so punchy and everything.
Yeah, she went like this.
I was shy.
You're so dumb.
But yeah,
we love to see it.
We do.
Anything else?
Happy Monday.
I hope you have a great week this week. Yeah,
buckle up and enjoy the journey.
Yes,
your journey as well. Mm-hmm. We would love to hear what type of phases you guys went through. Great. Like the craziest ones, the most outlandish ones, we want to know.
Yes,
you heard about ours, so share with us
please. So we know we're not the only ones.
Exactly. Anyway, guys, thank you for listening. Bye.
Take care, stay safe, bye.
You've reached the end of another episode with your favourite chismosas. If you're eager to learn more about us and the culture, find us at 22chismis on all platforms.